if you recap, it'd be my last Sunday till next month. We're going through last few months of I'm big on application. Amen. Application. Reading the Word of God is fine, but the application is where the rubber meets the road, so to speak. And we covered prayer and touched base on a few very. And there's, I remember 1,100 mentions of prayer in the Bible. Just touched base on faith and trust, praise and worship, repentance, forgiveness. Last week we did deliverance and protection. Remember? Okay. So this week we're going to do Thanksgiving. So look at a few, two or three places, as much time we have on Thanksgiving. Look at the characteristics, what God said about it, what the results were. Very interesting, I think, here. So we'll cover this today and see how far we get. The first thing I want to look at is Hannah. Let's go to 1 Samuel 1:19. 1 Samuel. Now, if I get through three examples today, I'm going to try to, you'll see some characteristics. That's good to see when God records something, some characteristics. And look at 1 Samuel 1:19 before we get to her prayer. It says, and they rose up in the morning early, and obviously it's Hannah and her husband, and worshiped before the Lord, and returned and came to their home to Ramah. And Elkanah, that's Anna's husband, knew Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Now, in the Old Testament, you were kind of looked at, if you had resources and children, as kind of blessed of God. That's kind of the way the Old Testament was. You know what I mean? You know why? Hey, God's blessing me. Now, obviously, you know, today we're under the age of grace, and a lot of the charismatics pick it up. If you're not happy and wealthy and this, you're probably not right with God and all that baloney, you know?